This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Help me keep my sanity, America. We have hour two coming at you live. Orwigsburg, Pennsylvania. A rural school district in Pennsylvania is arming teachers and students with buckets of rocks in what the superintendent said would be a last resort should an armed intruder burst in. Is there something wrong with this? My son, who produces the show nationwide, 14 years old, said, "Dad, they just want to show us how stupid we are." That's exactly what's happening. I mean, how much longer, America, are you going to accept this? These are superintendents telling their students and their teachers to put buckets of rocks in their classroom in case a shooter were to break forth. These are the same people that are saying that arming teachers is just absolutely stupid, report CNN last week. Well, let me ask you something. Why is it that the president has armed security detail? Why is it that Congress has armed security detail? The Senate has armed security detail. By the way, this march that's allegedly taking place today in Washington, D.C., isn't it interesting how they have armed police officers around them? For what reason? Why are the courts surrounded with security detail? These fallen stars that you would call movie stars, why do they have armed guards? And yet these are the same people that are subjecting America's young people to gun-free zones in the United States of America, and now they're resorting to putting buckets of rocks in their classes to defend themselves. Has anybody ever seen Captain Phillips? That's a true story told of a captain of a ship that would bring goods through the seas. And they were going through Muslim nations, and they had these pirates. Yeah, these Somalian pirates that would break out upon these ships, and they would take over the ships because they'd want their goods. And during the movie, you know what their means of defense was concerning these three Somalian pirates that were boarding the ship? You know what they had to defend themselves against them AK-47 carrying Somalian pirates had? You know what they had, friends? Water hoses. Why are schools gun-free zones? Why, when we see these mass shootings, why are they always taking place in gun-free zones? Because just like when you go to Kennesaw, Georgia, you'll find that for 12 years, there was only a crime committed from an outside citizen. He didn't live in Kennesaw, Georgia. And you know why there was zero crime except that one incident for 12 years concerning murder? The only reason, friends, that happened was because he was one that got through the slim door to commit the crime, because Kennesaw City Ordinance suggested that everybody in that city owned a gun. I remember seeing a report. I have it on my war, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out online. You can order it if you'd like. But what they did is they took the film crew to the closest prison outside of Kennesaw, knowing that it was armed. Keep that in mind. And what's interesting is the prisoners were asked, how come you never took the time to go in and commit a crime in Kennesaw, Georgia? And they said because Kennesaw, Georgia was an armed citizenry. Common sense comes into play. Oh, furthermore, let me take you over to an article over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Two students shot in Maryland school. Resource officer confronts and kills a 17-year-old shooter. This was just last week. You didn't hear a word about it. No, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Do you not realize that corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media are directly responsible for the propaganda that's being thrown on you today? And it's all there today, friends, because of the corruption in the church and corruption in government, period. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Listen to this article. A shooting took place on Tuesday morning at Great Mills High School in Maryland, where a 17-year-old opened fire, hitting two students before being confronted by a school resource officer who shot and killed him. The shooter, 17-year-old Austin Wyatt Rollins, fired a Glock 9mm handgun at a 16-year-old girl who was critically injured and a 14-year-old boy who was listed in good condition on Tuesday. The 16-year-old was critically injured and the 14-year-old was listed in good condition. The school resources officer deputy first class Blaine Gaskill responded immediately to the report that shots were fired and confronted Rollins on the first floor. He fired his weapon at Rollins and he returned fire but was not hit. He responded exactly how we train our personnel to respond, St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron told reporters. Gaskill fired at the shooter almost simultaneously. At the shooter, he fired as well, Cameron said. See, the difference was, is this armed individual did his job killing this shooter that meant to bring harm to other students. Hello? Common sense does come into play here. But how is it that when I speak to 325.7 million people in this country, how is it that you roll over in the face of what's taking place today in your country? Especially without any evidence. Especially without any evidence. I wanted to let you know that I can bring this into this conversation as well. We had highlighted yesterday on the radio program the film that was released concerning the Las Vegas shooter, the alleged shooter there. And after looking at the video, it showed the American people absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. It just showed him bringing in suitcases that the weaponry was allegedly placed in. It's interesting because an AK or an AR wouldn't have fit into any of the suitcases that I've seen. But they don't think and suspect that people will do their due diligence. But there's always somebody out there that will. But when you're looking at these videos, it just shows the guy getting in an elevator over and over and over again. And then they gave you a two-week timeline. But see, what they didn't realize, America, is the fact that when you look at Stephen Paddock now over in Las Vegas, he was a reoccurring client, guest at the Mandalay Bay casino there, who was there month after month after month after month. And what they did is they compiled the video and told you this all took place in 2 weeks in hopes that the American people would fall for it and ask. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
But then again, with all that information given to the American people as to what allegedly took place there in Las Vegas, it's interesting how the thousands and thousands of camera and the footage has not been released as well. And then finding out on March 13th of 2018, FBI insiders, you're always going to get someone that's going to tell the truth, friends, because the Lord promises that it will not be covered without being revealed. He promises it. That's his mercy. But we found out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI insiders blow whistle on massive Las Vegas cover-up. Agents tell not to investigate, and they're told not to investigate key evidence, including their links. Just do as you're told, sheeple. You know, it reminds me of what the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass said. He said, find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. In other words, this is going to continue until the American people stand up and lawfully deal with corruption, wherever it may be. It's not going to change. And that was the scripture reference that I made. Read Jeremiah 5, the whole. As a matter of fact, read Jeremiah 1 through 12 when you get a moment. And tell me that is not a reflection of what we see today in our time. Americans are simply daring the justice of God. And they're going to get it. And you're under it. It's just that simple. Hey, folks, you can't help people that don't help themselves. You know, you've heard that old saying that God helps those that help themselves. It's true. Faith without works is dead, right? You can't be a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. You have to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. That's where you find the blessedness, and that's where you meet the Kairos and Chronos moment between you and a living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to take all the information that I've given you up to this point, I want you to put this in light of what the forefathers established. I mean, this goes back to the, you know, analogy or parable, if you would, of taking a straight stick and putting it up next to the crooked ones. And when you put the straight stick next up to the crooked ones, you can always see the deviation. Well, folks, I want to tell you, you see nothing but deviation today. I want you to listen carefully to this concerning what's going on here. I want to tell you, too, and I want you to listen to me carefully. And I know there's many people listening to me right now that agree with what I'm going to say. I want you to understand, friends, I don't care if out of the 325.7 million people that show up in D.C., which it's only thousands, I don't care if every one of you go to Washington, D.C. protesting my Second Amendment rights. I want to tell you they're not up for debate. Okay? And I want to also let you know there is no debate. They can cry and scream all they want. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. We have rights, not privileges. And we'll talk about this in the up and coming weeks again. And again, let me interject this thought. They work for us. We don't work for them. Though they have sold you out, Luke 22:48, Judas betraying the Son of God with a kiss. It's exactly what politicians are. You need to keep in mind, friends, that my objective here is to see justice done. Isaiah 26:9, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And again, remind yourselves every day that you are the strength of the Constitution, one nation under God. And if you don't feel that, ask the Lord for more grace to keep his commandments better. You'll understand. Read Deuteronomy 4 as well when you get a moment. And this will be your wisdom also. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you're done reading Deuteronomy 4. And hopefully you'll get to 6 and don't overlook 6, right? Yeah, okay. I want you to listen to this. This is Samuel Adams, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention, 1788. And by the way, if you want to know about right to bear arms, read Luke 11:21 as well. Okay? The Constitution shall never be construed. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. I said this last week. I've been saying it over the last couple weeks, and I want to say it again. Do you realize that after every crime that's committed with a weapon, do you realize corrupt politicians are rallying together to blame all of you law-abiding citizens? So the question I would ask you is, who do they work for? You know, and furthermore, if you want to take it a step further, then let's say, okay, all right, if I was to go on and premise your talking points and to counter it with my thought, it would be this. Well, then how about we disarm you first? And the fact of the matter is, we have every right in the world concerning what was told to us by our forefathers in the Declaration of Independence to remove these people. And again, let me remind you, friends, they're not the type that you can help. They're the type that must lawfully be removed. And by the way, charged. I've said this a million times. If you do not charge these individuals, Article 2, Section 4, after you impeach them, you are sending the message that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And guess what they're doing? Exactly what they want to do. Matter of fact, case in point, for those that were listening to the first hour and the second hour, this is still a branch off the tree. I received a post this morning. I want you to listen to this. It says, it has a picture of Paul Ryan. It's a meme or a meme, whatever you want to call them. People call them memes and they call them memes, okay? Don't text me and tell me, Bradley, they're not memes, they're memes. I don't care what you call them. People are calling them memes too, okay? They're posts. And it's a picture of Paul Ryan going back to the omnibus bill. And it says this, it says, Paul Ryan's omnibus failures, negotiated in secret, it highlights his crimes, refused to address conservative concerns, were ruled by law, not by opinion, gave Democrats everything they wanted. Democrats? I don't see that in the Constitution. Prohibited amendments, denied every point of order, violated 7 congressional budget rules, and he allowed gun control to be a part of this bill. For those that did not know, which all coincides with what we've been sharing with you over the last 3 weeks, they're trying to disarm you, both sides of the aisle. And it's true. Because of what just took place yesterday, because it was signed, friends. Trump caves, he signs the omnibus bill. This is all criminal on the behalf of those that work for we the people. Do I need, and needs I, must go back, sorry for the old English, but the fact of the matter is, do I need to go back, friends, and tell you that instead of you trying to answer their questions, they need to begin to ask or answer your questions. Where did you derive the authority to implement these provisions in this bill? Where did you derive the authority for this omnibus bill? Mr. President, I know, and we all know that you don't know the Constitution. We know that sheeple all across the country, they just like you, regardless of what you say, they don't care. They just like you, and they'll follow you all the way to hell. And that's exactly what's happening today. We understand all that. But we also know that he doesn't know the Constitution. I mean, folks, have you been paying attention to factual news where they're playing what he says and what the facts are? Because it's happening all day long. And here's the guy that continuously promises the American people something, and he doesn't deliver. So I say, instead of blaming him, blame yourselves for tolerating him. Okay? But going back to this meme concerning Paul Ryan's and his omnibus failures, we've highlighted the provisions and unlawfulness concerning just what they put on this meme or this meme, this post. You know what it says right under that? Here's the American's best. This is how ignorant the American people have become. It says, Mr. Speaker, it's time for you to resign. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, America? I responded, now the American people are asking for a resignation. Well, a little too late, isn't it, friends? No wonder why they do the things that they do, I wrote, because Americans let them do it. I said, how about prison where he belongs? Read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. No wonder why they do the things that they do, because Americans let them. That's why they do the things that they do. Can you imagine what this country is going to be like if you allow them to disarm you? Can you imagine the blatant, open, on-the-streets atrocities that are going to take place by your government? Folks, if you know nothing of history, maybe you want to do a little history, because you'll find that the state is responsible for the murder of its own citizens after they are disarmed more than any other. Just for the record. Just wanted to make sure you understood what I was highlighting here. Well, Bradley, you're just using that as a fear tactic. No, I'm using that as a common sense tactic concerning what our history teaches us and what it teaches us in the present. Hey, folks, forefathers face off with modern politicians. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, Americans, not a privilege. And listen to what Samuel Adams said. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Yet today, America, that's exactly who they're going after. Are you going to let them do it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Standing up against these tyrannies that are at work, hard at work today. Americans need to understand that dictatorships are always premised on nothing but lies. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, the debates in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14, 1788. To disarm the people is the most effective way to enslave them. Well, I say this, Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians, again, are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They are the type that you must lawfully remove or you will lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites. And remember what President Thomas Jefferson rightly said. Listen to how extreme this was and is today. Listen to how it counters all of our politically correct friends that call themselves conservatives and Christians and patriots today. Listen carefully. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. You want me to say that again? President Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Oh, and by the way, you know, I remember some idiot had called in and said, why were you attacking, Barack Hussein Obama? This is during his criminal administration. And I said, what do you mean, me attacking Barack Hussein Obama? Barry Satoro. The guy with 47 different Social Security numbers. The guy that supposedly went to college and nobody knows who he was during that time. And all these other lies and fabrications around his criminal foreign administration to we the people in this country. Why am I attacking Barack Hussein Obama? Hey, America, why am I attacking Paul Ryan? Why am I attacking Donald Trump? Why am I attacking Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid? Or why am I attacking corrupt politicians and bureaucracies? I'm not attacking them. I'm defending myself against them that are doing the attacking. Make distinction. How many times you have been deceived into believing that the bad guys, that the CIA-controlled media's narrative that was created and fabricated to believe that that guy was the bad guy, when in fact, what they had you thinking was the bad guy was in fact the good guy. And this was proof. The proof was in the pudding more so in recent history, folks, than that of the Bundys. I mean, the media reported on those guys like they were a bunch of stinking insurrectionists, when in fact it was just the exact opposite. They were exposing corruption. And the media, after they painted the picture of the Bundys as being a bunch of insurrectionists, and of course we see that over time they were exonerated. And now what's happening is those that were actually attempting to illegally prosecute them are now being called into question for everything that they did after the fact. But of course you didn't hear that because the media didn't want you to hear that, right? Same thing with Waco. Same thing with Ruby Ridge. The list goes on, friends. It's sickening to continuously reiterate these points. But you need to understand that the media is attempting to get you to hate the good guys. And boy, I'll tell you what, they're coming in with full flow now, aren't they? No holds barred. They got their pedal to the metal and attacking every single one of us in one capacity or another. I mean, if they're not trying to disarm you, they're trying to get you to flip for the new $1.3 trillion omnibus bill to fund foreigners across the globe. But again, I'm speaking to a people that have been told this for years. You know, it's interesting, friends, because I can literally, and I'm there right now, I can see online how many people are listening right now across the globe by a gauge that Genesis Communication Network has up. And right now you have us as the number 2 radio show. And see, I just went to number 2 because once I started pointing the finger back at the responsible party, all of a sudden I had some people shut me off from number 1. And it's interesting because even on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where when we write articles and contribute articles to the American people, to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, which at length goes to the American people, it's interesting, the more important it is to those that are in the fight, seems to be less important to those that are not. I can write, or we can have someone write something that's just completely irrelevant and stupid, and you'll get thousands and thousands of shares on it. And then you can write about some expose concerning FBI, CIA whistleblowers coming forward exposing corruption in the bureaucracy, and there's 25 shares. Again, America, if you don't care, why should anybody else care? Well, maybe that's the wrong talking points. Well, no, it's my thought. And the fact of the matter is I get to see this every day of my life. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Would you rather tell me, or would you rather have me tell you what our forefathers said after you're disarmed or before you're disarmed? Because sooner or later, you're going to see Russia and you're going to see China come into play, and you're going to see door-to-door disarmaments across this country if, America, you don't stand up. Okay? Now, you can go back in the last 15, 16, 17, 18 years that I've been on the radio. And you can go ahead and do your best. You can listen to every single one of my broadcasts. You do what you will. Every single one of my broadcasts. And you go ahead and point out at any time where what has been given to you from this pulpit, from this radio show, you go ahead and spend time and you show me over the last 15, 16, 17 years on radio where we haven't been, by the grace of God, been used to forecast what's coming up down the road. And once we get taken with something, it's like, okay, it's just a matter of time, guys. We're onto something. We're coming up to something. We got something coming. And it's this topic. Yep. And I shared with the listeners on Thursday, I believe it was, that we had a sound guy that used to travel with us, did like 300 of the high schools that we did across the 24, 25 states that we did high schools in during that particular time. We still do them every once in a while. But it was interesting to note that he had said to me, I used to think that you were crazy. I mean, why is Bradley talking about gun control? Nobody's talking about gun control. Why is Bradley talking about antidepressants? Nobody's talking about antidepressants. Why is Bradley talking about this whole sodomite movement and the upending of our sovereignty in this country to give it over to the Muslims 15 years ago? What is he talking about? I mean, for goodness sakes, what is Bradley Dean talking about? That he would dare say... That's so out of sight and out of mind. What is the guy's crazy? And then I talked to him some time back, and he said, Bradley, he told me what I just told you, and he said to me, everything you used to talk about, he goes, dude, I used to think you were crazy. You were off base. And he goes, now that everything that you were talking about back then, he goes, I see you dealing with it today. Us today. I said, of course. I said, the Lord's faithful, isn't he? Yep, he is. He's faithful, but I'm here to tell you today, like it or not, things are going to get worse, and these false flags attacks, which they are, from Sandy Hook to Las Vegas to Parkland High School to, we could go back and talk about much more of them, they're going to continue their black ops operations, friends. I'm telling you, it's a fact. And I don't care what they have to say. The fact of the matter is what they say changes tomorrow because it didn't fit what they said today. And again, as I said and started the show off with, when you tell the truth, folks, you don't have to worry about what you said. It's when you lie you do. And that's where you're at today, America. I got Rod calling in from Michigan. How are you, my friend? Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. Do we got Rod? I'm trying to get Rod. Hang on a second. Hey, Rod, how are you, my friend?
Well, now you're there. Hit the right button, Bradley.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry.
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm just going through all of this stuff and just kind of listening to what's going on in my heart and lining things up and looking at this smoke screen and what's taking place with the young people across the country. And I'm also speaking directly to the American people as to how they're responsible for what's going on. By the way, the protesters, these little protesters, these thousands of useful idiots that are being used to protest their own God-given rights that hundreds fought, bled, and died to give them, it's interesting to note that they are the ones that are literally saying that their parents have failed them. Did you know that?
Bradley, you are 100% right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I have a, unfortunately, it's the so-called Christians that send their kids to these damnable public schools, Bradley.
That's right.
And then they go to church on Sunday and tell Jesus how much they love them behind four walls and don't do nothing when they get out. And I have a nephew.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yep.
I have a nephew, I have a nephew that goes to a public hellhole here. That's the term. It's what it is. It's called what it is. Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. Yep, I got a break right now. I'm going to pull you back up, Rod, in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hold up with me, Rod. We'll pull you right back up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment of sonsoflibertyradio.com. We were talking with Rod from Michigan. You there, my friend? Welcome back.
I'm here. I'm here, Brad.
Okay.
What you were saying, my friend.
Oh, I was just going to tell you that we actually did a high school in Pensacola, Florida, and there was five churches around this one particular school we did. And as we were pulling in on the tour bus, all of a sudden we got into the school, and I said, look at this. The kids, all week long, Wednesday and Sundays, or Thursdays and Sundays, they're told how much they're loved by their pastors and their mommy and daddies. But they're trying to figure out why they're being thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination 5 days a week. And you're beginning to see the response from the young people in this country that are sick and tired of their parents subjecting them to everything and protecting them from nothing. Hypocrisy to no end, my friend.
And the people love to have it sold, Bradley, as the scriptures tell us. Brother, I'll tell
you what.
That's
right.
This is a staged event. This has all been going on. Mind control, indoctrination of our youth. My little nephew told me, he says, Uncle Rod, he says, they have pictures of Chavez, that communist dictator, in our hallways of our public schools. They have pictures of that sodomite lesbian, Ellen DeGeneres, I guess that's her name, something like that.
Yep. Yep.
And they're teaching about Hitler right now, Bradley.
And what are they teaching about Hitler? I'm curious.
Well, he's not really a bad man, and communism has never really been tried in America, they say. This is the same school I'm going to try to get you to come down here and preach sometime in April, brother. Let Stephanie, by the way, know. I'll call her this tomorrow or so.
You got it.
But this is what's going on, and the masses, I bet you most parents don't even ask their kids what they're being taught, and when they tell them, they really don't care, Bradley. That's my opinion.
Well, that's what I experienced. My mom never asked me as to what was being taught. She never asked me as to, she didn't even go to a parents meeting with the teachers. So I was one of those unfortunate kids. But the fact of the matter is, I believe that there is a majority of that across the country. By the way, for some hope, read Isaiah 54 to what me and Rod are talking about right now. But in saying that, it's exactly what's happening in public schools. The parents, if they were involved, they wouldn't have their kids in the public schools in the first place. They would have their corrupt officials in federal government in prison right now is where they would have them.
Amen.
That's a fact.
I know you
want
to.
That's just a fact.
What is a fact, brother? I know you want to get on. You got 10 minutes left to broadcast here. Hey, your website is bar none. You've covered the Bundys. You cover all these things tip top. You have opened some eyes of some sheriffs in our county, in our area here, and others. Brother, the people that are listening to you are listening hard. But I'm going to tell you, people, go to his website if you don't do that. Look at these articles, bar none. Bradley's exposing Lucifer, what he is. I could go on, Bradley, and thank you. I can't thank you enough for what you and your family go through and do. And I'll be talking to you. Let your wife know. Get a hold of her, right?
Even better than that, hopefully we're going to see you next month, Rod. And always, I appreciate you giving me a call. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, it's just what's happening. I mean, what Rod said is exactly right. I mean, teaching young people that Hitler was a good guy. You know, it's interesting because I've had callers call in and say, you know, you're talking about Adolf Hitler again. You know, a lot of times I want you to understand, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, we're just onto these topics for why we don't know. We just study them out. And once we begin to study them out, well, we'll go to the Word, and then we get on the radio, and all of a sudden here comes Revelation. It's like, there it is. That's what's going on. So, well, maybe that will explain to some of the listeners as to why we spend so much time on Adolf Hitler and dictatorships of the past, because you're beginning to see over the last six decades in this country the emulation and rollouts of those that are copying these dictators of the past. And if you look at what's going on in America today, especially through the Bushes, Daddy Bush and Bush Jr. and Jeb Bush, all the way back to Prescott Bush, you'll understand that you allowed George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush, who both claimed themselves to be Christians because they knew that they'd appease the people, to literally drive their country into hell. And you'll see the links all the way from the top to the bottom concerning their affiliation with the likes of Adolf Hitler. That's a fact. You can do your own homework on that. And if that has to rattle your cage a little bit for you to start doing your own homework, I'll tell you what, that information is not hard to find whatsoever. But I need to get back to this because I got 5 minutes left. And that, by the way, that explains why we've been spending so much time there, because we're going into something, friends. But I want to get back to this, folks, about how what we're seeing today, how the forefathers face off with modern politicians, and reminding you that the Second Amendment is a God-given right, America, not privileges. And I want you to hear this again. This is Samuel Adams, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788. This applies to every single one of us, okay? The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. That's what our forefathers established. Okay? What are we hearing today? We're hearing necessity. We have to hurry up and do this to save our kids and to protect our kids. Hey, folks, let me tell you how much they care about the kids. First of all, the people that are the ones that are talking about protecting our kids that want gun control, keep in mind they're the ones that are advocating for the abortion industry and the murder of the innocent in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17 when you get a moment. And also keep in mind, friends, they're the ones that have armed security detail. Well, the schools that they supposedly and allegedly care about so much, keep in mind those are gun-free zones. But going back to necessity, we have to do something. Listen carefully. William Pitt the Younger, speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783. Listen carefully. You hear this constantly. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Is that what you're saying? Yes, you are. Yes, you are, friends. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. Come on, we got to do something now, like rush these bills through so those that represent the people don't have time to read them. Yep, like that. That just took place yesterday. And going on to the rest of what William Pitt the Younger said, it is the creed of slaves. Huh. That's amazing. We're seeing history being played out again. This is what I want you to get before we close out today's show. When you read the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who are the militia? Well, I'll tell you, George Mason, address to the address to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788, again, he said, I ask, who are the militia? He said, they now consist of the whole people except a few public officers. James Madison, the fourth president, known as the father of our Constitution, the Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789. Who is the militia, America? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, said James Madison. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Who is the militia? Henry Lee. Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. So now today, we have young people protesting their God-given rights, which was given to us at an awful price. Yet in the 50s, the kids in public schools were taught gun safety courses. So what's happened? Hey, folks, when you see corruption in government, you always know that the people's morals have been poisoned. It's the people. One more. Rep. Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress, 750, August 17, 1789. Listen to what he said. What, sir, is the use of the militia, now that we know who the militia is? Is it to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty? Whenever government means to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise up an army upon their ruins. Who attacks the militia? America, you are the militia. Who's attempted to demonize and ostracize the militia in America, which works with government, and it's very much, folks, constitutional, through and through? The state-controlled media. The CIA-controlled media. Who demonizes you, America, more than the media? Who demonizes you more than corrupt politicians? Nobody does. So, therefore, I ask the question, then whose fault is it? In the sight of God, friends, both parties. Because one's committing the crime and the other is allowing it. Read Psalm 94:20, Luke 22:48, John 8:44. John 8:44 is there's no truth in these people. Luke 22:48 is, again, Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss. And Psalm 94:20 is, are you going to allow these people to create policy by mischief? I'm not. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 46 hours.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.